ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. თავდასხმის შემდეგ უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთში პრორუსული ძალები კომენდანტის საათს აცხადებენ. რომის პაპი უკრაინაში ძალადობის ასრულების მოწოდებით გამოვიდა. ავღანეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებში ამ ეტაპისთვის ლიდერობს აბდულა აბდულა. ახლა დღესაც და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში პრორუსული ძალების მიერ კონტროლირებულ გამშვებ პუნქტზე მიტანილი იერიშის შემდეგ პრორუსულად განწყობილმა ადგილობრივმა სეპარატისტმა ლიდერმა ვიაჩესლავ პონომარიოვმა კვირაღამიდან კომენდანტის საათის ამოქმედება გამოაცხადა და რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმერ პუტინს სამშვიდობო ჯარის გაგზავნის თხოვნით მიმართა. მანამდე რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრომ განაცხადა, რომ აღშფოთებულია აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში დღეს დილით მომხდარი სროლის გამო, რომელსაც მსხვერპლი მოჰყვა. სამინისტროს აზრით, ქალაქ სლავიანსკთან გამშვებ პუნქტზე მომხდარი თავდასხმა წარმოადგენს უკრაინის მთავრობის მიერ გამოცხადებული სააღდგომო ზავის დარღვევას და აჩვენებს, რომ კიევში მყოფ მთავრობას არ აქვს ნაციონალისტების და ექსტრემისტების განიარაღების ნება. თავდასხმა ადგილობრივი დროით დილის 2 საათზე მოხდა. გამშვებ პუნქტს რამდენიმე მანქანა მიუახლოვდა და როგორც იუწყებიან, მანქანების მგზავრებმა ცეცხლი გაუხსნეს გამშვებ პუნქტზე განლაგებულ პრორუსულ ძალებს. სხვერპლის შესახებ განსხვავებული ცნობები ვრცელდება. უკრაინის მთავრობის განცხადებით, ორ მხრივის როლის შედეგად დაიღუპა ერთი და დაიჭრა სამი ადამიანი. რუსეთის ტელევიზია რასია 24 კი აცხადებს, რომ მოკლულია 5 ადამიანი, სამი პირი გამშვები პუნქტის დამცველი ძალებიდან და ორი თავდამსხმელებიდან. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრო თავდასხმაში ბრალსდებს უკრაინის ნაციონალისტურ ჯგუფს მემარჯვენე სექტორს. სოფლიოს გარშემო მილიონობით ქრისტიანი აღდგომას ზეიმობს. დღესასწაულის ფონზე რუსეთის და უკრაინის მართლმადიდებელი ეკლესიების ხელმძღვანელებმა უკრაინის კრიზისის თაობაზე კრიტიკული განცხადებები გააკეთეს. კიევში უკრაინის მართლმადიდებელი ეკლესიის ლიდერმა სააღდგომო ქადაგებაში დაგმო რუსეთის აგრესია და განაცხადა, რომ მოსკოვის ბოროტება დამარცხებულ იქნება. პატრიარქ ფილარეტის თქმით, მშვიდობის მოყვარე უკრაინა, რომელმაც თავისი ნებით დათმო ბირთვული იარაღი, აგრესიის მსხვერპლი გახდა. მოსკოვში რუსეთის მართლმადიდებელი ეკლესიის პატრიარქმა კირილემ ქადაგებაში თქვა, ღმერთმა უნდა დაასრულოს მათი გეგმები, ვისაც წმინდა რუსეთის განადგურება უნდაო. კირილეს თქმით, უკრაინა პოლიტიკურად განცალკევებულია, მაგრამ სულიერად და ისტორიულად ის რუსეთთან ერთიანია. აღდგომის დღესასწაულს ათასობით ქრისტიანი შეხვდა რომსა და იერუსალიმში. ვატიკანში სააღდგომო ქადაგებაში რომის პაპი ფრანცისკე გამოვიდა უკრაინაში ძალადობის დასრულების მოწოდებით. მან ღმერთს თხოვა განათლოს და შთააგონოს ინიციატივები, რომლებიც უკრაინაში მშვიდობას უწყობს ხელს. პაპი მთელ მსოფლიოში მშვიდობის დამყარების მოწოდებით გამოვიდა და წმინდა პეტრეს მოედანზე შეკრებილ 150,000-მდე მორწმუნეს თხოვა ილოცონიმ ადამიანებისთვის, რომლებიც სირიის, ნიგერიის, ერაყის, სამხრეთის სუდანის კონფლიქტებმა აზარალა, ისევე როგორც მშვიდობის ის პალესტინელებსა და ისრაელს შორის. თავისი გამოსვლა პაპმა დაასრულა ტრადიციული მიმართვით ურბი ატ ორბი ქალაქსა და მსოფლიოს. ავღანეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების ბოლო მონაცემებით 11 ქულით ლიდერობს საგარეო საქმეთა ყოფილი მინისტრი აბდულა აბდულა. დამოუკიდებელი საარჩევნო კომისიის ინფორმაციით დათვლილია ხმათა დაახლოებით 50% და ამ ეტაპზე აბდულას 44.4% აქვს. მეორე ადგილზეა ფინანსთა ყოფილი მინისტრი აშრაფ ღანი 33.2%. სხვა კანდიდატები ამ ორს მნიშვნელოვნად ჩამორჩებიან. 5 აპრილის არჩევნების საბოლოო შედეგები 14 მაისს გამოცხადდება. პირველ ტურში გასამარჯვებლად კანდიდატმა ხმათა 50%-ზე მეტი უნდა მოაგროვოს. ავღანეთის 12 მილიონი ამომრჩევლიდან 7 მილიონზე მეტმა მიიღო მონაწილეობა 5 აპრილს გამართულ საპრეზიდენტო და ადგილობრივი საბჭოების არჩევნებში თალიბანის მხრიდან მუქარის მიუხედავად. კენჭისყრაში გამარჯვებული ჩაანაცვლებს პრეზიდენტ ჰამიდ კარზაი. ავღანეთის ისტორიაში ეს ხელისუფლების დემოკრატიული გზით გადაცემის პირველი შემთხვევა იქნება. საერთაშორისო დამკვირვებლების განცხადებით სირიის მთავრობის ქიმიური იარაღის არსენალის დაახლოებით 80% ქვეყნიდან გატანილი ან განადგურებულია. გაეროსა და ქიმიური იარაღის აგზავნის ორგანიზაციის ერთობლივი მისიის განცხადების თანახმად, ეს პროგრესი წინ გადადგმული ნაბიჯიერათა დაკმაყოფილდეს მთავრობის ქიმიური იარაღის პროგრამის დაშლისთვის დაწესებული ბოლო ვადა. საამისოდ ივნისის ბოლოა შერჩეული. მას შემდეგ, რაც შარშან აგვისტოში დამასკთან ახლოს ქიმიური იარაღით მიტანილ იერის ასობით ადამიანი ამსხვერპლა, სირიის რეჟიმი, რომელიც შეერთებული შტატების საჰაერო თავდასხმებს უფრთხოდა, დათანხმდა მისი ქიმიური იარაღის პროგრამის განადგურებას. სირიის მეამბოხეების მხარდამჭერი შეერთებული შტატებისა და სირიის მთავრობის მოკავშირის რუსეთის შუამავლობით მიღწეული შეთანხმების თანახმად, სირიამ თავისი ქიმიური იარაღის მთელი მასალები 30 ივნისამდე განადგურებისთვის უნდა დათმოს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა კი გრძელდება. ჩვენი ვებსაიტის მისამართია radiotavisupleba.gr.
In Indonesia, we say variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Okay, I'm Rob Reinhart. This is Acoustic Cafe. For another 2 hours, we have some great acoustic music for you. This time out, it's new stuff from Joan Osborne, Natalie Merchant, Ben Harper with his mom, and an in-studio visit with Paula Cole.
In fact, my idea, my production concept was this is going to be a little bit Emmy Lou meets PJ Harvey. That was my production, you know, go-to.
Superstardom came to this Northeasterner when her second album, This Fire, spun off a huge hit called Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And earned her a Grammy and headline status worldwide. That was nearly 20 years ago. Paula's life since then has been filled with ups and downs, including the usual travails with record companies, the dissolution of a marriage, single motherhood, and many cross-country moves. In 2013, she started her own label and released a lovely album called Raven, harkening back to the simplicity of her 93 debut called Harbinger. We're going to talk to Paula about The Strange Ride and the new album when she joins us this week as our in-studio guest. And first up, it's Frank Turner with a song from his album last year called Tape Deck Heart. This is Recovery live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Locking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down, to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Hey! A long road up to recovery from here. A long way back to the light. Making it right. So I've been waking in the morning just like every other day, just like every boring blue song. I get swallowed by the pain, so I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. You're not lying there any longer, and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on the floor, and I've been crawling up the walls, and I've been dipping in my darkness for serotonin boosters, cider and some kind of smelling salts. A long road up to recovery from here. A long way back to the light. A long road up to recovery from here. A long way to making it right. And on the first night we met, you said, well, darling, let's make a deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. And that's a story that I'm sticking to like a stony face to comfort. But tonight I need to hear the truth. Am I ever getting through this? Hey, you once sent me a letter that said if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch a tribe and hear and only think of me. But darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost could be. And I was hoping you could drive me off from down here towards my recovery. Just give me a sign, just a subtle little glimmer, some suggestion that you'd have me. If I could only make me better, then I would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you. Because broken people can get better if they really want to. Or at least that's all I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive. This will all be over.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on all who built his boat and cried when came the rain. But hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on Noah built his boat and cried when came the rain. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May.
Almost a decade since the last Nickel Creek album called Why Should the Fire Die? They went on hiatus in 2007. They are back now with a brand new release called A Dotted Line. From that, the song called 21st of May on Acoustic Cafe. Before that, Frank Turner live in our studios last summer with a song that was on the 2013 release called Tape Deck Heart. That was Recovery. There's a new Bob Dylan tribute album out. It's all right there in the title, too. Bob Dylan in the 80s, Volume 1. Interestingly enough, this is looking at a period where Bob Dylan went through a ton of changes. It starts out, really, in 1980 with the Saved album, the second of three Born Again Christian records, and takes us right up to the Don Was-produced Under the Red Sky album in 1990. And something else that happened along the way, the Traveling Wilburys, which, of course, was the group that he formed with Tom Petty, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, and Roy Orbison. There was a song on the Wilburys' first album, and it was a Dylan song, and it was a really good one, too, called Congratulations, as done here by Elvis Perkins from the tribute on Acoustic Cafe.
Congratulations for breaking my heart. Congratulations for tearing it all apart. Congratulations, you finally did succeed. Congratulations for leaving me in need. This morning I looked out my window and found a bluebird was singing, but there was no one around. At night I lay in my depressed bed with the visions of you. Congratulations for bringing me down. Congratulations, now I'm so down. Congratulations, do you wanna make a deal? Congratulations, tell me how does it feel? I guess I must have loved you more. Congratulations.
never grew northern star. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Down the street from the Acoustic Cafe Studios. That's back in the mid-90s. We have been following her, these 20 years. And for 2014, Katie Curtis has a brand new album, which is called Flying Dream. From that, we just heard Four Walls on Acoustic Cafe. I want to tell you about a festival that's coming up this summer that we haven't talked about on the program before. It's called Solar Fest. They are in their 20th year. They are not just a music festival. They are also the Northeast's premier energy and music festival. And as I say, they are in their 20th year. And as a part of the festival, July 18th through the 20th, they do something called the Songwriter Showcase. Right now, if you are a songwriter, you can find out more about it at their website, solarfest.org. The Songwriter Showcase will be a chance for 10 finalists to get up on stage at an upcoming Solar Fest. And again, it is a nonprofit festival called Solar Fest. Find out more, solarfest.org, and they have information there about the Songwriter Showcase as well. Previous competitors in the Songwriter Showcase include Ray LaMontagne, Gregory Douglas, Jeffrey Foucault, lots of our favorites here on Acoustic Cafe. So again, if you want more information about the festival, July 18th through the 20th, and the Songwriter Showcase, because the deadline for that is May the 10th. You can go to solarfest.org. And just ahead on the program here, it's Ed Sheeran with a 20th Century Classic and our in-studio guest for the week, Paula Cole.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
And it seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind.
40 years ago, Elton John released the double disc masterpiece Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Already a superstar at that point, Yellow Brick Road would continue his 1970s string of hits, including Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Benny and the Jets, the title track, and the song you're hearing now, Candle in the Wind. Originally written about Marilyn Monroe, the song took on a whole new meaning when Sir Elton played it at the state funeral for Princess Diana after her tragic death in 1997 at the age of 36. The song has been released as a single three times, the original version in 74, again in 1987 from a live album, and a re-recorded version done as a tribute to Diana in 97. And now comes another version, covered on the 40th anniversary edition of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. A bonus disc contains covers from the likes of the band Fairy, Emily Sandé, Imelda May, and this Ed Sheeran version of Candle in the Wind on Acoustic Cafe.
Ooh. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you cooled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on a treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would like to have known you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Loneliness was tough, the toughest role that you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, the pain was the price you paid. And even when you died, oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would like to have known you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you cooled. Goodbye, Norma Jean. From the young man in the 22nd row, sees you something more than sexual, more than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
had to have known you, but I was just a kid. Candle burned out on the phone. The legend of the day. Candle burned out on the phone. The legend of the day.
40-year-old classic from Elton John off Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. That album has been reissued with a whole disc of cover versions of songs from the album. That is Ed Sheeran's version of Candle in the Wind on Acoustic Cafe. Pop stardom rarely lasts. This we know. Where Lorde, Adele, and the like will be 20 years from now, no one knows. 20 years ago, a surprise came for Berklee College grad Paula Cole when she was selected to be a vocalist on Peter Gabriel's Secret World Tour. That led to a debut album called Harbinger, which was well received, but then the company that issued the album went under. A major label stepped in to issue her second release called This Fire, which contained what would become a top 10 hit called Where Have All the Cowboys Gone. That led to a Grammy Award, multi-platinum sales for the album, not to mention her own worldwide tours. Another major label release would follow in 99 before Paula would take a break. That break contained a lot of ups and downs, going through a divorce, becoming a single mother in the process, and moving back and forth across the country a couple of times before coming back to recording with the albums Courage and Ithaca, which were sort of jazz pop vocal releases in the last decade. Last year, with the help of a successful Kickstarter campaign, Paula formed her own label and released an album that harkens back to the simplicity of her very first album, Harbinger. Raven features stripped-down arrangements and startlingly honest songs, one of which, Strong, Beautiful Woman, was used this year for the International Women's Day celebration back in March. To talk about Raven and life as it is now, Paula Cole joins us this week as our in-studio guest.
I'm a product of the 90s, the major labels. I have a pre- and post-internet career. I've had a daughter and smack dab in the middle of it, which necessitated a hiatus.
Yeah.
And that's a near-death experience, of course, you know,
sure,
in, especially
right.
in what we do. But the constant is that I am worshiping at the altar of music.
Mm-hmm.
I am in it for the music. I'm not in it for the hits or certainly not the attention or the fame, because that was actually quite an uncomfortable experience for me. But I'm in it for the music, and I love the music. So I just keep the engine rolling. I keep writing the songs.
Were the songs ready before you started this as a project, as a fan-funded project?
As for the fan-funding, yes. This body of work was already gathering itself. And I was already in the studio, you know, paying out of my own pockets
mm-hmm.
because I was going to do it come hell or high water, right? Because I needed to, because my soul needed to. And then I kept paying attention to this burgeoning experience that is the fan-funded model. And I loved what Amanda Palmer did, and, you know, that was influential to me. And also, knowing what it's like to be on majors, and then as, you know, an intelligent 40-something-year-old, watching the majors kind of collapse and merge and change, I realized that the smart thing to do is to own my pie. It's a smaller pie. I should own it. I know how to produce my own work. I've been doing it for years.
Right.
I do know budgets. I do know how to be in the studio and collect my musicians and make what I want. So the scary part was the ask, I guess.
You really literally have to count these people one at a time.
Absolutely. But I was already doing that anyway because I was touring regardless of albums. I've been on the road, you know, since I've come back after having my daughter. I've been on the road pretty much continuously since 07 now. I know that before the costs were inflated with the big fancy photo shoots with the wind machines, which I hated anyway, you know. So I finally got to not be on my own album cover. I've been wanting that my whole career, you know.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's kind of a more authentic career, even though it's a smaller career. And I know my folks. I have direct contact with them through the internet. So I'm deciding to embrace the times. I'm getting used to it. I'm still learning it.
Thank you. Cincinnati. A black crow flies straight to my window. He looks me in the eye and tells me the price for this will bring you sorrow. To shine from the darkness in my soul. Been a jewel, I lost control. I'm just a girl who can't say no. The bus pulls in another city. Wake up and don't know where we are. In my soul, Billy Joe, I lost control. Spread my legs to ease this woe. Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe. For this will bring you sorrow. Billy Joe, I cast a shadow from the darkness in my soul. Billy Joe, I let you go. Once burned, twice so psychological. Billy Joe, don't be cold. My mistakes are no more cool than yours. Billy Joe, just see that I am yours. Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe. Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe. Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy
song is Billy Joe. The original you'll find on the latest album, which is called Raven, from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Paula Cole. The last two albums, Ithaca, Courage, they actually had their own unique sound, and it sounded like you were looking for a sound, a particular sound, whereas Raven sounds more like returning to a very comfortable place.
Yes.
You're not, this is territory you know well.
Absolutely, Rob.
Even in the writing of the songs?
Absolutely. Okay. The choice, you know, with Courage, like I'm coming out of a 7, almost 8 year hiatus. I'd lost a lot of confidence in myself. I was a mom. I hadn't been performing. My daughter had gone through asthma, a divorce, moving. So I needed the ally of a producer at that stage in my life to kind of rally behind me. And therefore, his sound is very apparent. His song choice, you know, his influence is very apparent. And Courage, that is a personal statement in and of itself, because Courage was my mantra. I needed to be called Courage because I had to get myself out of that marriage and move on. So on one hand, yes, it's a very personal album. They all are, but the influence in production is very felt. You know, it's a very gentle, kind of polished and eclectic album. Mm-hmm. There's more jazz influence. Mm-hmm. Whereas Raven, it was really me, and I wanted to go rootsy. In fact, my idea, my production concept was this is going to be a little bit Emmylou meets PJ Harvey. that was my production, you know, go-to.
And then there is this interesting family component on Raven that your mother brought back a couple of songs that you had. What had happened to these two songs? Well, we're talking about Manitoba and Imaginary Man.
Well, Manitoba, I had completely forgotten about. My life, you know, you're living on the road when you're touring that heavily and just working your thing. I was ferociously running on my little hamster wheel back in the 90s and just living on a tour bus. So I don't know where all my demo tapes are. Right. I'm saying tapes because they really literally
tapes.
Are.
Absolutely.
So my mom, as I was gathering material for Raven, she said to me, you know, I think I have an early 90s demo cassette tape of yours, and let me go. And she went to her bank vault where she had lovingly wrapped it up in acid-free paper. And I had to find a boombox to play the thing and listen to some early work. And there was this one little gem there I just thought was pretty cool. So I kind of resuscitated it, thank you to my mother.
Is there a lot of that material?
There's a lot of material there.
Sitting on tapes?
There is, actually.
Manitoba, that's one of the piano songs, right?
Correct.
You're
going to
do it on the piano. So while you're saying right before you do, did it change at all? Did you have to make any changes to it? You heard the tape.
I tweaked a couple lyrics.
Okay.
Kept the key and kept the tempo. It's probably a little more muscular drum-wise. Like, it's more tom-heavy. Mm-hmm. Like Ghanaian meets like Jerry Murata kind of early Gabriel kind of thing. A little prog rock, man. Yeah.
Circle inside of you, the big mystical light of ice in you. Tundra heart, you banish all memories of feeling. You're a distant cold shoulder, I'm reeling. Oh, we raised dead as doors. Manitoba, walking through your Manitoba. Therapy, the egg triggered word that changes you and touches the bullseye of rage in you. Retreating in books while your father's wild. Oh, we raised dead as doors. We raised dead as ashes. Walking through your Manitoba. Walking through your Manitoba. We raised dead as doors. We raised dead as ashes. Walking through your Manitoba. We're as dead as ashes. your Manitowoc were as dead as doors. Oh, we're as dead as ashes, walking through your Manitoba, walking through your Manitoba.
From the album Raven, that song is Manitoba, performed live in our studios by our guest this week, Paula Cole, joined in the appearance by Mark Arelli, another great out of the Northeast. Many thanks to both, and they will be back in the second hour of the program. Catch up with us on Twitter at A Cafe Radio, our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all available through our regular website, where you can also access our archives. Just go to acafe.com. And coming up, it's Ben and his mom, Amy Mann and Ted Leo, plus something new from Judith Owen.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. In a few weeks, it'll be Mother's Day, and a perfect album for Mother's Day is on the way from Ben and Ellen Harper. Ben Harper and his mom have put together an album of new folk songs called Childhood Home. That musical legacy goes back to 1958 when Ellen's parents came up with the Folk Music Center and Museum in Claremont, California. And Ellen Harper operates that to this day. And that is where Ben Harper grew up. And at the time, up-and-comers like Rye Cooter, David Lindley, Taj Mahal all dropped by. So Ben really learned from the best working around this store and museum. Let's listen to a song from Childhood Home. It's called Learn It All Again Tomorrow on Acoustic Cafe.
What I've got, I don't want. All it does is hover and taunt, reminding me what I used to be, what I may never be again. Turns out what I'm good at doing is making something out of the ruin of all this wasted space that can never be replaced. Learn it all again tomorrow. Learn it all again tomorrow. Nothing I have you can borrow or steal. Yes, I think we have a deal. If my wheels were square, but the earth was jagged, I'd roll along and be no less ragged than I seem to be today. I'm usually this way. Learn it all again tomorrow. Learn it all again tomorrow. Nothing I have you can borrow or see. Yes, I think we have a deal. I wish every holiday only took an hour. I'm not just like the people I resent. I wish someday I could truly be empowered to say exactly what it is I meant. All I have that's in abundance is my perpetual redundance.
hard for me to say. I face it every day.
Learn it all again tomorrow. Learn it all again tomorrow. Nothing I have you can't borrow or steal. Learn it all again tomorrow. Learn it all again tomorrow. Nothing I have you can't borrow. I think we have a deal.
Sweet feet, brother, sister. Watch your fragile features grow. I know all the pain that you retain inside. I'd do anything to make it go. I can be wearing, I can be tearing at times. There's just one thing I want you to know. When it feels like life has laid you low and there's no one else hanging round. And when it feels like you're just a rolling stone, I'll keep your sweet feet firmly on the ground. 'Cause you and I have grown up. You and I have sold out. You and I have laughed and we're here. Keep rolling on. No one hanging round. It's when you feel like you're just a rolling stone. Well, I'll keep your sweet feet firmly on the ground. I'll keep your sweet feet firmly on the ground.
Songs born and bred of Southern California. That is Judith Owen, who makes her home there and has for some decades after moving from England. Ebb and Flow is Judith's forthcoming release. We just heard one of the solo moments on the album called Sweet Feet. Before that, it was Ben Harper with his mom, Ellen Harper. The two of them have a forthcoming album for Mother's Day called Childhood Home. We heard Learn It All Again Tomorrow, a new folk song from Ben and Ellen Harper. The Both is another musical pairing of interest. This is Ted Leo and Amy Mann coming together for an album as The Both. This is the first time Amy Mann says she's felt like she was really in a rock band, although she was in a rock band called Till Tuesday back in the 1980s. Let's listen to a song from The Both. The song is Hummingbird on Acoustic Cafe.
In the woods we lit a fire and we watched and clouds were banking in the sky. But I got a message from the hummingbird. He gave me a warning in disguise. He told me they're marching on Monsanto, but the same, not a little. beauty in you, and that surprises me. I guess I thought you were a golden idol, 'cause I called you majesty on the balustrade. You watched me hunt for tips, I was obliged to pick up from the passing tray. Hey kids, look at this, it's the fall of the world's own optimist. I could get back up if you insist, but you'll have to act politely, 'cause the eggshells I've been treading couldn't spare me a beheading. And oh no, I had it coming from a Caesar who was on this summit. Hey kids, look at this, it's the fall of the world's own optimist. Well, I could have objections which you could override, but what's the point? We're only flogging the horsemen. The horseman is up and died. Once I testified and swore I'd never leave a stone unturned, I bet you're really glad that I lied. Hey kids, look at this, it's the fall of the world's own optimist. I could get back up if you insist, but you'll have to ask politely, 'cause the eggshells I've been treading couldn't spare me a beheading. Oh no, I had it coming from a Caesar who was on this summit. Hey kids, look at this, it's the fall of the world's own optimist.
Amy Mann, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe back in 1999. And something brand new from Amy with Ted Leo of Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. They have a new album called The Both. We heard the song called Hummingbird in there as well. Next hour on the show, we have Ages and Ages, Archer in Song, Infamous String Dusters, and more with our in-studio guest this week, Paula Cole.